right, the countdown is on to actual football now. Thank God. September 8th, Saints and Packers. All the preseason games are done. It is time for Notch's NFL predictions that you can depend on. And I'm almost never wrong. I just want to let you know that. So you can take these to the bank. You can take these to Nevada, which is actually better than taking it to the bank. Start with the AFC. You're going to notice a common theme here with these predictions. There's haves and have-nots throughout the entire league. And we'll start with the AFC East. Where do you have the Jets? 13-3. They've got the defense. They've got the swagger. They've got the coach. I like Rex Ryan, personally. He's got moxie. He's not going to let them slip. New England right behind him at 12-4, and then a little bit of a drop-off. Just a little one. Miami, 5-11. Brandon Marshall's going to go nuts this season in Miami, by the way. And I don't mean nuts in a good fantasy stats way. They've got Reggie Bush, so maybe no more Wildcat in Miami with Ronnie Brown leaving for Philly. That's probably not a bad thing, though. I'm just not a big Wildcat guy, that's all. I've got the Bills generously at 4-12. I just think that with their Harvard quarterback, they're outmanned. They were outmanned last year. But they do the best they can. They'll be hardworking. They'll squeak out a couple. They're not going to be the worst team in the AFC. That's probably going to be Cincinnati. Unless Carson Palmer comes back, I'm looking at 1-15 for the Bengals. The Ravens are going to win that division. I like what the Ravens have done in the offseason. The maturation of Flacco. Pittsburgh's going to be right behind them at 12-4. So you can see the top four teams in the AFC, all 12-13 wins. Cleveland with Colt McCoy. Not sure if it's a good thing that Brett Favre is mentoring him or not. 6-10. I'm just looking at teams, and if they are really lacking at skill positions, especially with the lockout, less repetition time in the minicamps and the OTAs, they're really going to suffer for a while. And sometimes the snowball effect takes in, and you just can't do anything about it. Can't recover from it. Arian Foster's hamstring, I don't think, is going to be that big a deal. If the Houston Texans are going to win the AFC South, it's this year. If they can't win the AFC South this year, with Peyton Manning being hurt, with Chris Johnson missing pretty much everything with his holdout, then Houston's never going to win the division. Thinking they're going to be 10-6, the Colts and the Titans slipping to around 8-8, 7-9. Jacksonville down to 5-11. San Diego clearly the class of the AFC West. Got them 11-5. Denver second, 9-7. Kansas City's going to take a step back. Teams do that when they have a big quantum leap in one season. They regress a little bit, fall back to the back of the pack. 7-9 for them. Oakland, clearly the worst team in that division. They'll be lucky to have a 5-11 season. NFC, top heavy also. Not as much as the AFC, where it's clear the top four teams, head and shoulders above everybody else. I don't have Philly up that high. I have them winning the East 11-5. They're not really a dream team. Vince Young can't even make it through the preseason without getting hurt. So how can what he say be credible? Dallas, barely going to miss the playoffs as a 10-6 team. Giants right there, 9-7. They're going to be a good team, but they're the third best team in that division. Redskins are a mess, 3-13 perhaps for them. You're going to love the NFC North. The two teams that played for the NFC Championship last year, not at the top. It's upside down. The Vikings are back with Donovan McNabb. He's got something to prove. He's young. He's got the best running back he's ever had in his career. Percy Harvin, he never had a, he did a Percy Harvin type player with DeSean Jackson. He did pretty good with DeSean Jackson. He'll do good with Harvin. Vikings 11-5. The Lions are back. I can't believe the Lions are going to make the playoffs 11-5. They're going to finish with a wild card. Unbelievable. 0-16 to now. Packers and Bears 8-8. They're just going to slip back a little bit. Can't see them doing what a lot of people are thinking they're going to do. As much as it pains me to say it, as much of a Viking honk as I am, two best teams in the NFC. Probably the team that's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl reside in the NFC South, and they're both going to finish 13-3 or better. Saints and Falcons, I'm going to give the edge for the division and home field in the playoffs again to the Falcons because I think Matt Ryan has a lot of upside. Drew Brees, obviously, veteran. They've got a lot of veteran leadership in New Orleans. I just like the upside for the Falcons with Julio Jones coming in. The only concern with them is Michael Turner, because when a running back loses it, a running back just falls right off the table, just drops, free falls. The only red flag for the Falcons, but they've got the coaching, they've got a lot of ability. Tampa Bay came from nowhere. I had them 2-14 last year. They finished 10-6, unbelievably finished 10-6. When you come out of nowhere like that, you got a young team, and they have a young team. Their coach is about the same age as Donovan McNabb is. Still think they need a veteran player like Randy Moss, game breaker. They need veteran leadership. They need a big play guy on offense. Josh Freeman's the real deal. Still think he's a year or two away. With their supporting cast, you got sophomore slumps maybe for LeGarrette Blount, for Mike Williams. They're going to drop back a little bit. They're going to regress. Teams do that from nowhere. They come out of nowhere, surprise you. Not going to be surprising anyone this year. 6-10. Carolina will be lucky to win one game with that daily double of theirs, Cam Newton and Jimmy Clausen. A couple of good skill players, Steve Smith, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart, too. They got the two-headed running back. The quarterbacking is just awful. And in that division, they just got to be the worst team in the NFL. Maybe the Seahawks, though, Tavares Jackson. They've got really no skill players. Marshawn Lynch, Carlson the tight end, 2-14 for the Seahawks. Arizona, 9-7 is going to win the division. I still say the CFL All-Stars take the best 53 players in that league. They'd win 10 games in the NFC West. But Arizona, Kevin Cobb, going to do just enough. Hopefully Larry Fitzgerald doesn't have big contract disease this season. Rams, 8-8, they're going to be right there. 49ers, Jim Harbaugh, in for a tough time in his first year with those quarterbacks. About 5 wins for them. Super Bowl, I'm going to say the Jets and the Falcons in the Super Bowl.